What are you going to do?
Take pictures.
The kids are lining up to go to the gym.
Thank you.
I had one like that when I went to school.
Today is picture day.
Five, six.
You're six?
I'm six, too.
So is that first grade or kindergarten?
Kindergarten. I'm six, too.
Are all y'all in kindergarten?
Yeah.
I'm six.
Who's six and who's five?
I'm five.
Pre-K through ninth graders are beginning to take their places on the risers for one big picture of kids dressed in common plaid uniforms, complete with smiles and fidgeting.
Smile pretty now.
There are 205 students. Dr. Sona Malik is the school counselor. She's also an adjunct professor at Wichita State. Right now, her job is to help arrange students, taller and older in the back, tiny ones seated in the front. Her usual day is unusual also.
In the higher grades, doing a little bit more career and academic counseling. For the lower grades, a few more behavioral academic issues. And then in the middle, there gets to be a lot more social issues coming up between students. So get to, you know, spread my wings a little bit.
Dr. Malik wears a veil to cover her hair. It frames her striking face and her deep brown eyes. The schoolgirls here wear veils, too. This school is part of the Islamic Society of Wichita, a tuition-supported accredited school with math and spelling and all the fun of childhood.
What's your favorite part?
Playing basketball.
Oh.
Going at recess.
Some of the Muslim women who attend services here have been threatened lately. Because of their veils, they announce their faith very publicly. Since the terrorist attacks in Paris, fear-fueled accusations, even by at least one local public official, have bubbled up into our perceived plain Kansas lives. Wichita is not immune.
There are concerns, especially amongst the younger generation, where they are always exposed in colleges and in high schools.
Hussam Mahdi is a spokesperson for the Islamic Society.
They did ask a question to my daughter, really, and she came and asked me this was put forth. If the pressure continues or if it's, I feel more fearful than I am now, can I take off my veil? And that doesn't mean I don't believe in Islam, doesn't mean I don't believe, I'm just protecting, you know, my life and not being in danger. Yeah, that question is there.
Did you advise her?
Yes, I definitely did advise. I said, what does that mean? Does that mean you give up? You know, here in the future, there might be a principle about speaking out. Somebody says, nope, you can't speak out about, for example, public officials or pick on any decisions that they make. Are you going to be quiet? This is basically the same thing. If it's something you believe in, you just live your life and pave the way for others. This is one of our Quran teachers. He is reciting out of the Quran in a melodious voice.
His name is Hussam Al-Hajjaji. He's in a room alone, practicing with his teachers on the other end of his cell phone.
He leads our prayers also, as well as he teaches the younger children the Quran, how to recite and how to read into it. What he was reciting is just like any other religion of these monotheistic religions, Judaism and Christianity. He was reciting about Moses and the story of Moses, and he was in that part. And this is how the Quran was really taught from the beginning, mm-hmm. from the time of the Prophet, from Angel Gabriel to Muhammad, and then from Muhammad to the companions, and that's how it was. It was always reciting like this of such. And that's why it's memorized by heart. He memorizes 362 pages by heart, letter by letter, dot by dot. And you're gonna find millions of these Muslims do that.
Do you?
I don't, I had a third of it down.
Okay, wow.
The mosque part of the Islamic Center of Wichita is bright and sunny with a domed roof and red carpeting, and upstairs for women and downstairs for men. There are shelves to neatly stow your shoes before going in. In the mosque with me, Hussam Mahdi sings one of the common prayers that is heard here.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allah. This in the beginning you say, you glorify your God. We say, God is great, God is great. And then the first part of it that I said, I bear witness and testify that there is no deity to worship except God. And then the second part of it is I bear witness and testify that Muhammad's also his servant and messenger.
My first visit to a Muslim school and a mosque is surprisingly unsurprising. And that, Hassan believes, is as it should be.
We are Americans, and just because we believe in something else does not take our patriotic out of the picture. It doesn't. Nobody wants to violate the Constitution. We live here. Nobody wants to be unsafe. We have our children here, so we don't want anything that will come from foreign place to harm our children. So we're all in this together. There is fear. Yeah, there probably there is fear from the American public at large, because they don't know. They don't know who this group is. They just, all they see is TV, and that's how our brains work. So to the American public at large, we invite anyone and everyone to come and ask. Just ask. Ask whatever you want to know. Ask what they believe in. Ask. Look at them, whether they are from the moon, really, or from Earth. Ask if you would like to know about, does it really say you need to, do you kill people? Does it, you know, there are some people that said that. Of course there's not. There's no place in there in the Quran that it says you kill anyone that is not a Muslim. Actually, on the contrary, it says to save man's life, a human being's life, is very sacred.
In Wichita, I'm Eileen LeBlanc.